How can we avoid demolishing older buildings? And no, we're not talking about the Uptown mural.
To kind of stop and breathe before we tear down something that we may not have to tear down.
That's Bloomington City Planner Katie Simpson. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, May 16th, coming up what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with a new way to preserve really old buildings. The city of Bloomington recently enacted a big new zoning code. One part of it is called demolition review. Here's how it works. A property owner wants to demolish a building before they could just do it. But now the city will review all demolition permits for buildings over 50 years old to see if it's potentially historically significant. The Historic Preservation Commission will weigh in too, and if they agree, the city will be required to talk to the property owner about alternatives to demolition. Here's Bloomington City Planner Katie Simpson.
This is one tool that will give the community an opportunity to kind of stop and breathe before we tear down something that we may not have to tear down.
And yes, Simpson says the city has lost buildings it maybe didn't need to. About 20 years ago, the Old House Society literally made a whole book about them called Bloomington Normal Lost. Simpson says there are a lot of alternatives to demolition. Neighbors could join forces and buy the property, or the owner could pursue local or even national historic designation to open up grant funding or other incentives.
It's on a case-by-case basis and looking at what is an alternative that's feasible for this specific property that can create a win-win for both the property owner and the city.
So what types of buildings might qualify as historically significant? Maybe it was home to someone famous or has an architectural style that's worth preserving.
Whether or not it's something that can provide an educational benefit in the future, really. If there's something to learn from preserving this structure, then it's probably a good building or structure to save.
The city expects its new demolition review process to mostly affect areas within or adjacent to six local historic areas. Most of those are between downtown and Towanda Avenue. Officials expect maybe three or four properties a year to go to the Preservation Commission for review, and if no alternatives are found, demolition can proceed as planned. And here are some other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom today. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll quickly adopt every recommendation made in a report on suggested improvements to DCFS. The report found that DCFS often endangers children with its focus on keeping troubled families intact. The McLean County Chamber of Commerce says local businesses are split on the proposed recreational marijuana measure currently making its way through the Illinois legislature. And State Farm is denying the allegations of two New York men who filed a federal lawsuit over the company's agent recruitment and training program. The insurer says it's confident both men were indeed independent contractors. That case remains pending. These stories and more at WGLT.org. Kite Fest is returning to ISU's Hancock Stadium this Sunday. Great local event that raises money for a better tomorrow, which then sends it off to nonprofits locally and globally. GLT correspondent Brianna Groh spoke with Kite Fest organizers Tejas Johnny and Steve Grady about the history and future of the event.
I grew up flying kites, and when they said kites, I was like, yes, where do I sign? And then they added festival to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. And so, you know, I think we all grew up flying kites, and we all have different memories with it. And 10 out of 10 times, those memories are going to be happy and fun. And what a fun way to bring families together under one umbrella and then just kind of enjoying kite flying together. And that's how the idea came about. And here we are at the sixth year, and we're doing this and very excited for it.
Tejas is talking about the history. I want to talk about the future of Kite Festival. I would love for this event to become a big, huge annual community event, maybe even a two-day event. I think it could be a draw for the community. It could not only for Bloomington Normal, but Central Illinois. as well. So I think, you know, the community has come out in the past. Our attendance at this event has grown every year. We're shooting for a new attendance record this year of over 3,000. So in the past, we've had close to 2,000. So we really want to increase attendance.
How do you find us? You can go out to Facebook and look, search for Kite Fest 2019, and it'll pull up our event page, and you'll be able to follow different posts and everything. We've got videos of our sponsors and supporters telling their own story of how they got invested in Kite Festival, and we'll have pictures. We will be live streaming on the day of the event. Please go out, check that out on Facebook. For a Better Tomorrow has their own website, and we have all of Kite Festival information on there as well. So it's forbettertomorrow.org. You can go out there as well and go under events, and you'll be able to find all the information you need.
That's Kite Fest organizers Tejas Johnny and Steve Grady. Kite Fest is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday at ISU's Hancock Stadium. And if you're looking for something else to do Sunday, the first third Sunday market of the season is from 8 to 4 p.m. at the Interstate Center in West Bloomington. With plenty of antiques, collectibles, crafts, and garden stuff. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.